Thank you. You know, I got a little tour around Memorial Stadium, and as Coach Smith said, I got a chance to spend time with the team, which is really cool. I hadn't been in there since I left, and needless to say, a whole lot of changes. But if I close my eyes and then open them, I'm still being interviewed by Lauren Tate. So, this isn't totally unexpected. You know, I kind of know how to do this. You're probably, this is wonderful to have a celebration like this, and I really appreciate it, Josh and Coach Smith and all of you, really. But to me, it's really seemed like kind of second nature. I got a lot out of this place, and in a lot of ways didn't have a whole lot of expectations when I came here. I wanted to get the best education I could, and the University of Illinois is a first-class academic institution, and so that was my first priority. Secondly, I had a dream of playing Big Ten football. And I wasn't heavily recruited, or at all, really. And in the end, I got a chance to do both. And the lessons I learned on the gridiron, as well as northeast of there, up in the academic world of the University of Illinois, were lessons that really sustained me through my career. And that was the message I gave the team today. I said, you're gonna build relationships with your teammates. You're playing an exciting sport, and it's gonna be a great experience. But don't give up on the academic side. That's, for most of you, that's where the really value out of this experience is going to come from. And those experiences you'll take with you the rest of your life, not only friendships, but lessons in determination and commitment and accountability. That's the basis of leadership. You're probably going to ask me later on, why now? Well, I'm retired. I have the means to do this. But I've always been a big supporter of the university for the reasons I just described. I really believe in the student-athlete experience. As I look at my teammates, and I also mentioned this to the team, we've all been successful in one way or another, not necessarily financially, but just in life. I look at the 10 of us that we have stayed pretty close. They're all good fathers. They're deeply involved in their communities or their churches. They're all really good, solid citizens. And that all came from the experience they extracted while on campus here at the University of Illinois, playing a sport and getting an education. And that has taught me over the years that there's real value in this, and I'm really a firm believer in it. I think the other thing that has really impressed me of late, while I've always been loyal to the loyal alumni and loyal to the university, is the leadership from the board through the administration, Tim Colleen, Chancellor Jones, to Josh's leadership at DIA, to the coaching staff. I mean, we've got, a world-class leadership team here, and they are all aligned. They recognize that it's as important for Illinois to be first in the classroom as it is to be first on the field. And the investments that we're making here are going to lead us in that direction. I'm confident of it. It's all about vision, execution, and building a legacy. And as I look around here, that's exactly what we're going to do. It's going to take a while. Rome wasn't built in a day. But the signs I see tell me that we're pointing in the right direction, and we will win. And I'm happy to play a role any way I can to further that cause. So Nancy and I are big fans. I do send a text once in a while to Coach Smith or Josh, but I'm in no way involved in running the program. That's their job. But for what it's worth, I'm a loyal alumni, and I'm happy to do anything I can do to help this institution get back where it belongs. So with that, I think we'll take some questions.
We have a couple questions from you.